Hey bimbos, himbos, and thembos. Welcome back to episode 2 of the Bimbo Manifesto. This episode is called PhD in Me-ology. Yeah, I said me-ology. I'm an expert in myself. For those tuning in for the first time, my name is Fiona, or Fifi, and I am G's Get Lonely 2 on all platforms, okay? And honestly, I'm just here to give you guys some life lessons and advice so you could just let go and stop proving yourself to everybody and be your happiest self. I always say, no thoughts, just vibes, okay? But I have some crazy news, y'all. So apparently BuzzFeed made an article on me today, and it was so good. They had such nice words to say. I was literally shook. I'm gonna have to get Botox like 3 years early because of how much I was smiling this morning. But yeah, I'm so happy. But there were some interesting comments in them, and people weren't really happy with what I was saying. But honestly, like, I think people just aren't getting what I'm saying. I'm not really trying to like explain and like prove myself to them, so I try not to address them. But trust me, y'all, sometimes I have moments of weakness where I just want to be like, y'all are stupid as fuck. But trust me, y'all, it is not worth the energy. Just let it go, okay? And that's actually what this episode today is going to be about. To train your mind and to not get bothered by people's comments. And so you could avoid toxic people, you could see better opportunities for yourself, and you could just live a happier, better life. So let's just get into it. This episode will be about training your mind, okay? Unlike my dog, your mind is going to be trained. So you'll be able to see the opportunities around you, and you'll be able to see the amazing things that are literally right there in front of you, y'all. I'll also teach you to not take personal insults, because you need to treat your own description of yourself like, I'm hot, I'm amazing, I'm fun. You need to treat these as cold, hard facts, okay? So let's just get into the training your mind part. If you want amazing things in your life, you have to train your mind to actually see them. And yes, I do personally believe in manifestation and the universe, and that the universe literally guides you. But this is actually really straightforward. So anyone who's spiritual, religious, or atheist can all take something from this. Training your mind should be something that you do in a daily practice. When you train your mind to see what you want in life, you will realize how opportunities are literally, when I say literally, they're literally everywhere, okay? I actually first learned this because I read this book called E Squared by Pam Grout. And the book is basically about like talking to the universe and getting what you want. But there's the first activity that they teach you to do. There's like 8 activities. Trust me, y'all, you should really read this. But this is what I need you guys to do. Every single morning when you leave the house, whether you take the bus, whether you drive, or whether you have a personal fucking chauffeur, you're going to practice this every day. Before you leave the house, write down in your notes or write down on a piece of paper, pick a color of car that you're going to see today, but it needs to be a specific color. So you can't do black, white, red, or silver, right? Or even blue sometimes. Choose something like yellow, orange, but I'm going to use the example in this book, and the actually thing I use is sunset beige cars. If you don't know what sunset beige is, look it up. Trust me. Write down, all I'm going to see today are sunset beige cars, okay? And I actually force my friends to set their intentions too for this each time I leave the house. So to my friends that are listening to this, I'm sorry that I forced you to do that, but it's for the greater good, okay? Now, when you're out and about, driving around, just pay attention to the road and start counting and focusing on seeing this specific color of car. What you'll come to realize is there is a lot more cars of this color than you thought. Okay, so I chose sunset beige, and I encourage you to choose sunset beige too. What you'll realize is you'll start seeing these cars fucking everywhere, even in your own neighborhood. Like, you'll be shocked. You'll even start to see silver cars or white cars as sunset beige too, because your mind is literally so focused on seeing the sunset beige cars. So trust me, This is something you should do every day. And when you get good at it, you'll be able to implement it in every other aspect in your life, okay? Let's say you are looking for job opportunities, okay? So put it in your notes and set the intention. I'm going to see lots of job opportunities this week. Each time I go online, I'm going to see so many job opportunities. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to see a poster for job opportunities. My grandma is going to suggest something. My aunt is going to get me an internship. Literally put it in your notes. And guess what? You're going to start seeing them. You're going to start seeing these job opportunities that you were wanting because you trained your mind to be able to focus on that and to notice it easier. When you're going on dating apps or you're going to the club or you're going somewhere where you want to meet a guy or girl, okay? Say the same thing. I'm going to meet so many guys or girls that I'm going to be interested in, okay? When I go to the club, so many guys are going to be interested in me. They're going to want my number. Literally set your intention. Set your intention as every single day. Do not, it's your nose days off. When you're going to a new environment, like a school or a job or whatever else, say, there is going to be so many people that are going to want to be my friend. I'm going to want to be friends with so many people there and literally treat it as a fact. Like, yeah, I'm going to meet so many people here. And trust me, y'all, all the answers and opportunities are literally right in front of you. You might have been going to this new school for a while now and not been meeting anyone. Trust me, when you switch this mindset, and I'm snapping my fingers, it will be right there in front of you. Your brain, psychologist, tries to see, like, point out patterns, okay? And when you're in a positive mindset and you're on a roll and you're saying how all these good things are happening to you, the universe is like, yeah, like I'm putting in the work. Like I'm putting all these opportunities for you because I know you could handle it. I know you think you deserve it. But guess what? Guess what? When you're in a negative mindset, okay, and you're always saying, woe is me, I suck so bad, nobody wants to be friends with me, nobody loves me, sad violin music, guess what? The universe is going to be like, okay, true. Okay, you're right. You're right. I'm not going to give you these opportunities anymore. Like, I'm done. So you need to cut all that out right now because the universe loves to eavesdrop and it takes everything you say to heart. So when you're in this negative, sad mindset, the universe is going to be like, okay, you ungrateful ass bitch, fine. You want to be unhappy and lonely so bad. You want to cry to freaking Control by SZA every night by yourself in your room. Go ahead. Go ahead. I gave you the opportunity, but go. So you need to cut it out because the universe is sensitive and they don't like that. So change your mindset to something positive. Focus on seeing the opportunities that are around you because I promise you they are already there. Everything you want in life is already yours. No matter what decision you make with your life, the universe is always going to support you, okay? So you need to change your mindset to a positive mindset. You need to train your mind to be able to see these opportunities because the universe has it there. And when I say the universe, you could change it to God. You could change it to FP. You could change it to whatever you believe in. Or you could take it literally. If you're someone who's not spiritual or religious, you could say, oh, like this is literal because I could literally train my mind to be more observant. So that's what you need to do to train your mind. Now, treating insults. This is how you deal with insults, y'all, and how to deal with hate comments. And so you don't get in this negative mindset. So back in this mindset change and training your mind, this is the ultimate tool you need to have to never have toxic people, whether that be your boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, or grandma, fuck with your head. And this is by treating the descriptions of yourself as facts. Like, cold, hard, peer-reviewed facts. Like, you literally have a PhD in meatology. You went to insert your name here, university, and you know this shit. So anything else that's contradictory, you don't even have to prove it because it's already been freaking scientifically proven. I actually got this concept from this book. It's this is when I was first recovering from my toxic relationship. I think I read it right away, and it literally, I was shook. I was literally like, my whole mindset changed. And ever since then, trust me, it's called Whole Again by Jackson McKenzie. So if you are someone just getting out of a really toxic relationship, or you're someone who's codependent or anything, read this book. I promise you. This is going to be a little confusing to explain, but please hold on to what I'm talking about. Toxic people love to study you. They're students. They're students in insert your name here, university. And from the beginning, they're going to learn your weak spots, and they know your insecurities. From the beginning, they're trying to learn because they're going to use it against you. And also, they know you're hot. They know you're smart, and they know you're cool as fuck. Because if they didn't think so, why would they be around anyway? But guess what? They also know the people that don't know this about themselves. And they're never going to let you know. They're never going to let you know that you're hot. They're never going to let you know that you're this amazing person. They're never going to let you know that you're too good for them. Because guess what? If you knew you were this hot ass bitch with a morbid sense of humor, you would leave their crusty, dusty ass. And they know that. So guess what? Now they get a 2-in-1 special. They get this hot dummy that's never going to leave them and let them do whatever the fuck they want. And you're still going to treat them like a king when they're literally a roach. They're literally a roach. But they have manipulated you into thinking that they're this higher power, when in reality, you actually have the royal blood in you. They're an imposter. You're the royalty, okay? So that ends now. They need to get off their throne. They need to get beheaded like Marie Antoinette immediately. And I'm gonna tell you how you're gonna do that. Okay, so on my video, right, on my TikTok, I actually did a video on like my favorite insults my ex said to me, including like, I was like shaped like a carrot. Now, I'm able to realize now that this was coming from a man that's pushing 40, and he was saying this to a 19-year-old girl. So he was saying this to someone who was 16 years younger than him, and this is what he was saying, like a carrot, seriously. And so I'm laughing at it now, and like I can make videos about it, but at the time I was like, what the fuck, like a carrot, like I was low-key hurt, like. But listen, when you internalize these insults that people give you and spend your energy trying to disprove yourself, guess what? You're still holding on to them. And you know what? I'm not standing in front of my mirror every day saying, I'm not shaped like a carrot. I'm not shaped like a carrot. I'm not shaped like a carrot. My body is hot. I'm so sexy. I literally look like Bella Hadid. Like, yeah, thanks for pointing out the obvious. But first of all, who are you even talking to, ma'am? This is a Starbucks drive-thru. Listen, this argument that you have with yourself literally never ends, because you are spending way too much time trying to disprove it to who? Like, you're literally fighting yourself. And the longer you spend doing this, trying to repeat all these things, it's almost implying that, like, it was true. So we have to, like, dismiss all of this. And so, you know what? Affirmations are great. But if you're doing doing affirmations every day because of an insult someone gave you, this is not actually healing you. And your brain is actually going to start doubting yourself too. So I don't know if affirmations are the best way. So this is like a better way to gain your confidence back. Listen, I'm a pretty girl. This is a fact. I'm a smart girl. This is a fact. I'm a cool ass bitch. This is a fact. Right? These are all facts. Okay. I just bought this YSL bag, right? It's this really cute, like, blue tweed bag. Do I need to go up to random people and say, oh, by the way, ma'am, this isn't a Coach bag, by the way. Like, this is a YSL bag. First of all, like, they didn't fucking ask. So, no. You know, I know it's a YSL bag. I know. I bought it from YSL. So, what would be the point of getting mad at someone if they were like, oh, yeah, like, that's a Coach bag? What would be the point of, like, trying to explain to them and show them receipts of how it's not a Coach Forever 21 Gucci bag or whatever else. Because guess what? Whether they like it or not, whether they don't think it's a nice bag, or if they personally don't think it's a YSL bag, it's still going to be a YSL bag. The logo is right there. And guess what? That's how you should treat descriptions of yourself. Because that YSL bag is going to be a YSL bag at the end of the day, no matter what. Their words aren't going to make it into another brand. Again, it's how you should treat yourself. Constantly trying to prove yourself to others is going to make people doubt you even more. Y'all, the research has already been done. Like, the jury already reached its verdict. Like, it's long gone. You are hot and amazing, and that's it. There's literally nothing else to effing talk about. What else is there more to say? Like, hello? Next time a person insults you, whether it's an ex or the fucking BuzzFeed comments that are saying that I look like a 30-year-old, treat it like someone calling your YSL bag a Coach bag. They are loud and they are wrong. And you are going to let them be loud and wrong, because what the fuck does that got to do with you? You don't have to prove shit. You already know. And what you'll come to realize, actually, and it's actually really, like, it's a really relieving process, is you'll realize that these insults are, like, almost funny. Because I could literally see myself right now. Like, I'm literally looking at myself in the damn mirror and you're calling me ugly. I literally have all these friends and all these people trying to hit me up and you're saying that I'm boring or that nobody likes me. Like, what? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. It's weird. It's so effing weird. So just stop taking these insults personally. You have to just be a little obsessed with yourself, y'all. Just a little bit. Get a PhD in yourself. Study yourself. Take your time in establishing what these facts of yourself is. Like, literally put in your head, like, I am pretty. I have a nice body. I am smart. I am cool. I am lovable. And just don't think of it after. Don't do no affirmations or repeat 50 times to yourself. Just say, yep, this is what I am. And live your life like that. Now, when someone comes and insult you and say, oh, by the way, like, your left eye's a little crooked, you could just be like, okay, like, I don't, okay. Because it really, like, it really holds no value when you know yourself. Like, people just say anything to just be a negative ass bitch, and they're projecting most of the time. Like, when people are rude like that, they are projecting, and they see your beauty. They say their beauty and they're jealous, especially when you're in toxic relationships. Because listen, y'all, especially guys, and I don't want to bring guys down, okay? There's a lot of good dudes out there and I see it. But there's a lot of toxic dudes out here too. And guess what? They do not, they say they want confident women. Guess what? They don't win off confident women. They win off insecure women. Because if they could get you down, you're going to do more for them. You're going to bend over backwards for them. And you're not going to leave them. They're going to treat you like shit because they know that you don't think you deserve good treatment. And they're going to continue. Because why would they treat you good and get your confidence up when that's just going to cause you to not deal with bullshit? Y'all, this is not the way. And you need to perfect this practice, because toxic people will come into your life like that. And when you continue to have this mentality and trying to prove yourself, you're just going to continue in these cycles, and it's got to stop. So yeah, that's pretty much it for training your mind. This is a little bit of a shorter episode today, but I just had to get something out there. I actually wrote a whole other episode on 30K millionaires and on 30K, I did this whole episode on 30K millionaires, and I don't know, I liked it, but I realized I talk about my ex way too fucking much, and it's just, like, so much energy that is so dumb, because I know, like, he lives off it, so I just decided to delete it, and it was kind of like boring anyway. So yeah, I'm happy you guys like this episode. If you want more tricks and tips to train your mind, please let me know, and have a great day. Stay thoughtless. Bye.